All right, once again, the waitingfornextyear.com podcast. This is Craig, and I've gone to the family tree a little bit. I've got my brother-in-law on the line. A lot of you know my house is kind of divided because my wife is from Indianapolis, and so she is a Colts fan, and so my brother-in-law is also a Colts fan. I spared you my wife on the podcast, although I'm sure she would have been happy to do it. But I wanted to get kind of the Colts fan perspective, and my brother-in-law Mike is on the line, and he's very much, if there was a waiting for next year for Indianapolis Colts fans, I'm sure he would fit in very well. So I figured he was a natural fit to come talk to us about the Colts and kind of, you know, where the Colts fans are. So let's first of all say hello.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it. So a lot of our household conversations around here about Peyton Manning nowadays are, well, how exactly do you feel about him? And it's tough because, you know, ultimately the Colts let him go. But then again, that doesn't necessarily cure all your feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the side of the game. It's the business side. And I'd always said that if I was the owner, I couldn't have made that call, but I recognize it's probably the right call to have made. But nonetheless, the fan base is fractured as a result. And, you know, the fans are obviously emotional, so they carry that component forward when management and ownership has to make the right business decision. And, you know, I think they probably did, but it doesn't make it any easier.
Even after you get the number one pick? So did it make it any easier with Andrew Luck?
No. He's been better than expected, at least for me and for a lot of the fans. I mean, it may not seem that way from the outside, but a lot of people, including Bruce Arians, have said he's ahead of where Peyton was at the same point in time. He's certainly one of the bright spots on an otherwise thin on talent roster. So it hasn't made it easier, but it's been at least it's better than last year.
Okay, so and also with all the changes going on in Indianapolis, you're experiencing something Browns fans are all too familiar with, and that's the switch in the defense from the 4-3 to the 3-4. We're currently running a 4-3, but we made the switch when Romeo Crennel came in. How's that going?
Well, some cases it's been a good thing. Robert Mathis is somebody who's excelled in a 3-4, in my opinion. He's always been a little bit small, even though he's quick, and he's been able to do that edge rush, but he's better suited for that outside linebacker where he can go both directions, and his play this year has been spectacular. Unfortunately, he's hurt for this game. Other people like Dwight Freeney have been absolutely missing, and he's got a high ankle sprain, but even before that, he wasn't as good. And really, the team itself defensively is spread thin, so they've struggled to pick up. Some of the linebackers have been better than expected, but they're young, and we'll just have to see. Right now, they're very, very injured.
And so it's the running game that's been is it the running game? Is it all over the field that the defense has been gashed?
No, actually, passing, they're surprisingly better than expected, and that's despite having almost nobody as a good defensive back. They've got Gerard Powers, who's very good. And aside from that, they had the trade with Miami for Vontae Davis, and he's been – it hurt the last game, but has been a liability otherwise. I think he's still getting up to speed, but he's had a ton of pass interference calls go against him. So we just haven't found that depth. And yet, somehow on top of not having that depth, they've played fairly well. And statistically, they've been one of the top half of pass defenses in the league.
If you were to take the pulse of the Colts fans, the reasonable Colts fans, what do you think they're expecting in terms of the game this week against the Browns? Because the Browns fans are strangely kind of overconfident since their first win, you know, the first win last week against the Bengals. It seems like Browns fans are finally saying, well, yeah, this is how this team should have been playing all year long, and now they expect it to continue against Indianapolis. And meanwhile, you know, Indianapolis had that big win over Green Bay. It's kind of a mixed bag. Do you have any expectations?
I personally don't. And some Colts fans are thinking this is the game that can kind of make or break whether or not we are a playoff team or not. If we win these kind of games, that the fans feel like we should win, and we've got a fairly light set of games in this next 2-3 game stretch, then we might be a team that can compete for a game over 500 and kind of back our way into the playoffs. I see us as a team that can win at home, cannot win on the road. And so mercifully, this game is at home. But I also see the Browns as a team that is similar in the matchup problems that the Jets were for us, which is to say they're going to try to pound us on the ground and set up some deep play action. And if they can have success on the ground, I think they can have the same outcome as the Jets. I think it's a coin flip game, to be honest.
Even without Tebow?
As long as there's nobody on the Colts that's not paying attention, like on the fake punt, then even without Tebow.
All right. Well, that's it's a strange fan base too. I mean, we've talked about this before. You know, you've got kind of that. You're still probably riding a bit of that Peyton Manning wave. So, what do you think about the fans nowadays? Have they stayed on board with the whole Andrew Luck thing, or are they still trying to catch up? Or are they still a little bit spoiled? What's the deal?
Yeah, people don't remember the 80s when they were so terrible. They came in 84. They had a number of years until I think about 88 where they didn't make the playoffs. They didn't even compete. They just had no talent. And so people don't remember. They remember the Peyton Manning years, and they really don't remember the early Peyton Manning years. They remember the 99, 2000 years when they started to look dangerous. And then especially the last 6 years of his career, where they were always a threat. So they don't remember that. And so you have a huge percentage of the fan base that's spoiled and still thinks, well, last year we weren't good, but this year we've got the first round draft pick. We ought to be back to the playoffs. And I, you know, the roster is in turnover. They've got new management. They've got a whole bunch of changes. There's changes to a 3-4. Everything is in flux. I think this is a transition year, if ever there was one, and who knows what next year brings. But this, I don't think, is a playoff year. I think the fans are just all over the place with it.
And we ran into this last year, actually, across multiple sports teams, where fans were actually saying that it was bad for the team to win with the Cavs and with the Browns because it hurts their draft stock. Is there a contingent of fans who've gone that far who want them to not win this year?
No, because I think that they have I think they have between two and up to five first round draft picks, depending on how things play out this year.
Wow, so I didn't know that.
It doesn't much matter what they do. They're going to have a lot of good draft picks early on. I think they give one high second rounder, I think, to Miami for Davis. But otherwise, they're sitting pretty for next year's draft. And they're going to lose people like Freeney, who really don't fit in this scheme they're trying to run. Here's a salary cap casualty. So they actually have a lot more flexibility no matter what they do.
Are you surprised they didn't trade Freeney?
I don't think he was tradable. I think with his salary cap numbers, the Colts would have taken a hit, and whoever picked him up was going to take a giant hit too. I'm surprised they didn't cut him.
Okay.
But no.
All right. Last but not least, I know you said you had no expectations, but based on what you've seen and based on the injury report now, what do you think?
Well, I think both teams will score. So I tend to see this as a game that's probably in the mid-20s. And just because I could never pick against the Colts, I'll say, I don't know, Colts 24, Browns 21.
All right, and last but not least, where should I go watch it as opposed to watching it with your sister? Yeah, there's no good answer for that.
No, when you come home, it's going to be awkward either way because somebody will be gloating and the other person will be steaming.
We usually just don't discuss the game when the Browns play the Colts.
Ships passing in the night. Just move exactly. On to next week.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. This has been another WaitingForNextYear.com podcast.
Waiting for next year.